random art tips and rambles with Rafi.
Hola, you amazing artists. It's Rafi.
And Klee.
So today we're continuing the 9-part series of things that you should give up to become a successful artist. Last episode we talked about making excuses, and today we're going to talk about giving up working all the time.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dudes, this is a big one.
This is a big one.
I consider this to be the sleeper agent of the things that can hurt your art career, because it can seem like working all the time is a really great plan, but I think it's probably the single most damaging thing you can do to yourself.
You have to show up to the studio, even when you don't want to work, but you also have to know when to leave, when to not show up in the studio, and when to take the time to take care of yourself, your body, your health, your emotional state, your social well-being, just taking care of you.
Especially if your studio or creative space is in your house.
Yes, exactly. If you guys watch our videos, you know that we do those videos in our studio. And our studio is in our living room. We have replaced what people would consider a conventional living room and essentially turned that into our studio. Well, actually, our entire house is pretty much a studio right now with a bedroom and
yeah.
a hangout space.
And a bathroom.
Yeah, and a bathroom and a kitchen. That's what we've embraced as our lifestyle as artists. And I always say your becoming an artist is more of a lifestyle than it is just a job, because you are creating something from within your soul. But you also have to know when to just step back, walk away.
Yeah, otherwise you run the risk of serious burnout.
This is actually a subject that I am now currently really, really looking at. Over the last few years, I have gone back and forth with taking time off, whether or not this is a job, how to treat it, whether or not I should do a regimented schedule. I've been playing around with different ways of approaching my life and my studio life in order to try and avoid having any type of burnout. And I know for sure that I've experienced burnout in the past. I know that you've experienced burnout.
Most definitely. And I think if you're asking yourself whether or not this is a problem for you, then ask yourself, have you ever experienced burnout? Or have you ever missed out on some kind of family or friend event because you put your work before being there for your people?
Yeah. That one's a big one for me. I had to take a serious look at where my priorities were when my daughter contacted me and she wanted me to go see her last play. And I honestly thought of it as an inconvenience because I had to get working in the studio and I got to do this thing. And, you know, I've got all this work that I have to get. Essentially, you enter a mindset that is not artistically creative at all. You enter more of a business set mindset. And a lot of that has to do with the idea that if I'm working, then I'm making money. At least for me, that's how I grew up. I grew up with the mentality is you gotta work, you gotta work hard, you gotta work all the time. That's the only way that you can make money. And unfortunately for me now, I struggle with that a little bit. Just taking a day off can be a huge struggle for me.
The voice that's attached to that voice in my head is very curmudgeonly. I can't possibly go for a walk in the bluffs today. I have profit and loss sheets to look at. I have sales tax to remit, and I have 5 pendants to finish.
Yeah, it's not like the artist that you want to present out into the world, or that you even want to look into the mirror and look. It's not an artist at all, in my opinion, when you're all curmudgeon. It's just somebody who's running a business, and this is what you got to do. And honestly, creativity can get stifled from that. You can make your best work if you are investing in your mind and your body and the way that you feel, going for a walk, stopping and admiring the stars at night, taking a day to just go look at the ocean or look at any body of water, anything that doesn't involve you sitting in a studio working on whatever it is that you're working on. Listen, the artist's life is very, very solitary. It can be very, very solitary. I am fortunate enough that my partner is my wife in the studio, that we get to spend the days together. But we can easily hermit it up with some of the best of them and get to a point where we don't even want to go out in public because we are so stuck in that cave mentality of being in the studio. And sometimes I realize that that's just not healthy. It's just not healthy. I don't feel good about it. Even going outside for a few minutes and standing in the sun and experiencing nature can make a huge difference.
Yeah, I agree. Just taking a few moments. You recently deliberately forced yourself to take a day to do nothing. And by do nothing, I mean look at how you're feeling and look at your current plans and figure out the emotional side.
Yeah, exactly. I had to take a day where I needed to figure out how I was feeling about things, how I was feeling about my life, about my art career, how I was feeling about the way that I was living each and every day, how I was feeling about my body. I had to sit and figure it out because I'd spent a lot of time over the previous months just working on art and just cranking pieces out versus actually taking a look at how I felt about my life. Listen, at the end of the day, at least for me, what it comes down to is what is the quality of my life? One of the reasons that a lot of people want to become a full-time artist is because they want to live a better life. But you don't realize that you can easily bring in all the stuff that you don't enjoy about maybe working somewhere or the stresses of life into any situation, especially if you're used to doing those all the time. I came from a place where I was working in corporate and I was miserable with my job and I had to work a lot. And because I had done those for so long, those became habits. And I constantly have to be aware that I don't bring them into my artistic life, into my artistic career.
Yeah, and I think it's also good to be aware of why you might be trying to work all the time. Because I think working all the time can be a band-aid for deeply rooted fears of time shortageness or feelings of I'm not good enough, but I'm validating myself because I work so hard. I'm replacing my feelings of being good enough with action.
Unless you are taking care of yourself, you're not going to have the energy or the willpower to be able to move through the art career and create what it is that you need to create. A lot of people don't realize, like, your art career, this is not a sprint. This isn't like a quick, like, well, I'm doing some art and now it is a marathon. Like, you are going to spend years and years doing this. And you have to remember that if you want your quality of life to be good, that you want to be happy, that you have to think about your life and not just your career.
Yeah, well said. You like to ask yourself, at my current pace and the things that I'm doing right now, could I keep this up for the next 10 years and be happy?
Yeah, exactly. I am constantly reevaluating the things that I'm doing, how many things I throw on my plate, the way that I'm spending my days, because I want to be happy now. I do not want to wait until something happens in order to be happy. I don't want to say, well, let me sacrifice all of this right now, and then I'll relax, then I'll take time to stretch and do the things that I want to do. Like, that's not how I want to live my life. I'm not guaranteed that I'm going to be alive in that time, that I'm going to live past tomorrow. So I might as well make today a really, really good day. Essentially, my advice when it comes to this is make time to stretch, to exercise, to go for walks, to have a dinner out with your friends, to spend time with whoever it is that you want to spend time with. Make time for good conversation. Good conversation should happen whenever it sparks up. Make time for your family that you want to spend time with. Make time for your friends that you want to spend time with. just make the time. Look at it this way. You spend time creating art when you are inspired by the things that happen in your life. And if your life is just being in the studio creating art, then what inspiration are you getting? And that's all we have for you today on this subject. Next time we will be continuing the things you should give up to become a successful artist. And we will be talking about taking uninformed advice to heart.
That's
yeah,
a good one.
It's, this one is an interesting one, and I'm sure a lot of you are going to relate. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. I totally adore you. And we'll talk to you next time. Say goodbye, Klee.
Good day.
Adios.
Total awesomeness.